Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
If all goes according to plan, there will be a vote on the Republican plan to replace Obamacare in the House of Representatives tomorrow. President Trump is making a last-minute push to get House Republicans to support the bill. He spoke last night during a dinner hosted by the National Republican Congressional Committee.
That legislative effort begins with Thursday's crucial vote. And it really is a crucial vote for the Republican Party and for the people of our country.
But some Republicans think the current plan does not go far enough to undo Obamacare and remain opposed or undecided about how they'll vote. Joining us now for the latest is Allison Kojak, NPR health policy correspondent. And Allison, have there been any more changes to the bill to get more Republicans on board?
Hi, Jeremy. Yeah, there have been. Since this bill was released, the original language, a couple of weeks ago, and more so since the Congressional Budget Office released a report estimating that the bill would leave something like 14 million people uninsured right after this year, there's been a lot of pushback, and pushback on both sides. So what they did, the Republicans did this week to try to bring in more conservatives is they added a work requirement to people who get Medicaid who are, quote, able-bodied adults. Right now, there's a lot of people who gained insurance through the Medicaid program, which is the government program for the poor. And this would allow state governors to require those people to either get a job or to do community service in order to qualify for their Medicaid benefits. There are a couple other changes that are more technical, but what they find is most people believe these changes would eventually make the Medicaid program cost less, and that is sort of designed to attract conservative Republican votes to this bill.
And yet there are still many conservative Republicans who are not going to vote for this bill. Among the firm no's on the health care bill is House Republican and former Freedom Caucus Chair Jim Jordan of Ohio. He told MSNBC's Morning Joe earlier today that it doesn't do enough to repeal Obamacare.
Unless there's real change, fundamental change, I do not see how they get to the 216 number that they need to pass it tomorrow night. So we're still willing to talk. We want to do what we told the American people we want to do. We're willing to work with them. But you have to do something that's consistent with what we told the American people, what we promised them we would accomplish when they gave us the privilege to come here and serve.
Now, if support does not start to pick up, what are the chances that this vote for tomorrow would be delayed?
It's unclear. I mean, right now it is scheduled. Nobody is talking about a delay on Capitol Hill. But it's really not great for the Speaker of the House to bring a vote to the floor that is going to fail. So we're hearing reports right now that there are members of the House who are at the White House meeting with the president. I'm sure there's some arm twisting going on trying to get those maybes and some no's back to yes.
And then even if it does make it through the House tomorrow, there's the Senate, which many people believe is actually a bigger hurdle. Let's listen here to Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah, who told Martha McCallum of Fox News last night that the bill doesn't do enough, again, to undo Obamacare.
I am strongly persuaded that it's not going to pass. I think they should cancel the vote because they don't have the votes. I've been trying to tell them that for many days, and so far that hasn't been heeded.
And then there are other senators who, on the opposite side of the political spectrum, moderate Republicans who don't like the bill for other reasons. What are the chances of this passing in the Senate if it gets through the House?
Well, most of the smart money on that, I think, is no right now. As you said, there's pushback on both sides, and this is a really tough balancing act in the Senate. You have conservatives like Mike Lee, Rand Paul, or Ted Cruz who say they want to see a full repeal of the Affordable Care Act stop. And then there are moderates. Senator Susan Collins of Maine is one of them, who are more worried about the number of people who will end up not having health insurance if this bill passes and the repeal parts of Obamacare go through. And so it's really tough balance. And if this gets through the House tomorrow, there's a good chance whatever that language is, isn't going to make it through the Senate.
That's NPR health policy correspondent Allison Kojak, and we'll be watching what happens on Capitol Hill with the GOP plan to replace Obamacare. Allison, thanks.
Thank you.